Welcome to Floating Leaf Tea Podcast. My name is Xiaowen, your host, and today we have a co-host here today. And welcome, Noah.
Thank you. I'm Noah.
Today is our fourth episode, I believe, in our podcast. So I'm still a little bit like feel a little bit new in this thing, but very happy to be here. Today we are going to drink Dongding tea.
Dongding traditional.
Woo! As you guys, some of you guys already know me, I'm a big Dongding fan. Why? We can talk a little bit about that when we start to drink tea. The purpose actually for me to bring out this tea is the tea was shipping about April 5th. Mm. And it was roasted a few days before that. And then they express mail ship it in here so that we are not too out of stock.
So today the tea is about 3 weeks old, just about.
Just about, two to 3 weeks old. When a tea is roasted not too long ago, I noticed there's a phenomenon that the tea takes a little bit while to open up. Mm. And so today, it can be a chat that we can have and to try to experience if the tea already opens up more since April 5th. When we tasted first few times, and also to talk about what Dongding tea is about. Mm. If we can cover that all, I think it's going to be a long podcast. Mm.
And this is kind of what we do periodically when we get a new tea, especially a roasted tea, and is we drink it every couple of days to see how it's opening up. Mm-hmm. But we don't talk as much. We're just like, oh, no, not open. Oh, or...
Okay, wait.
Wait. Oh, it's really good right now.
Yeah. So for those of you who already order this tea, thank you so much. I just want to let you know that maybe, you know, drink it, still continue to drink it, but continue to notice how it can open up and how it can change. And this is quite exciting. A lot of people ask me, what does it mean by opening up the tea? I think many of you have the experience with some of your food, your coffee, your alcoholic beverages. Wine will be a very good example in this case, that some bottles of wine you might not have experience, but you have a lot of experience with wine, and you pour wine into your glass and you take a sip, and somehow your mind and your senses tell you that the wine is not ready. It needs a little bit more time to open up. And so you as a tea drinker, then you let your glass of wine sit there for maybe 10 minutes, 20 minutes, however long you think, and you taste it from time to time to see how the taste and the bouquet open up. And then next time when you have more experience with this certain bottle, it might include that you will actually decant it into a decanter and wait for it for a certain amount of time. And that's what I think what you guys mean by opening. And tea will actually have the same phenomenon through different stages of its life. Since this is a roasted tea, and also recently just roasted, flavor is locked in by roasting sometimes. And so you use heat to kind of drive out the body and the bouquet and the taste. So right now, I think let it hit there for maybe 5 minutes
maybe five
at least.
Minutes, yeah. Yeah.
And so the smell compared to before, I feel it's more opening, which means it's more, the bouquet feels more penetrating into the nose and more wholesome in a way. The structure of the scent feels a little bit bigger, and that's what I feel that the tea is opening up. And you don't need to do this. I mean, slowly tea will open up through when you are brewing the tea. So maybe sometimes you feel like, oh, the fifth infusion, the tea is just getting started, you know. There's a way of opening, but why don't we start from number one? You know, if you want to really taste a tea, maybe taste from number one. So help the tea to open. I think it's quite important and nice. Okay, so let's put some hot water in. And so before I drink the tea, I like to, nowadays I have a habit that I build up. Before, I normally just kind of take a quick sniff, and then I'll just start drinking it. And nowadays, I'll actually stay with the smell for a little bit longer time when the tea broth. What? How do you say this? When the tea is in a cup.
Yeah.
Okay. When the tea is in a cup, I'll actually take a little bit longer time to smell the tea. I think by smell, the scent has a lot to tell us what the tea is going to be, you know. And so what I'm smelling is the bouquet is penetrating quite a lot. Then it's a very strong tea because you were just roasted, maybe April 1st or something like this. Because the farmer, Mr. Su and Mrs. Su, know that I like their Dongding tea just a little bit stronger. So normally they will do one extra roast for me before they ship it out. So you can clearly, by the broth, you can smell a lot of strong roast. I will say a little bit off balance right now,
yeah,
since it's so strong. But just wait for it, as I say, it's going to be integrated a little bit more. Woo!
The roasty tea.
Yeah, and I brewed the tea very long time, the first infusion, on purpose, just to see how the body will be. I would say with Kung Fu style, today specific with this tea, I at least do 1.5 million. You don't need to do it this strong if you cannot take a strong tea broth. Just take your time, 25 minutes, 25 seconds and 40 seconds, whatever you feel like. I actually drive it really strong today.
It's actually really soft, though. The broth is really soft for how roasty the tea is.
Mm-hmm. And since Noah mentioned that the broth is very soft, this is one key feature I like about Dongding traditional tea, is it can strike a tea drinker as it's a very strong tea, and yet at the same time, the tea maker somehow find a way to bring out the softness. And so when the broth just hit my palate, I have both feelings of, oh, strong, oh, wow, soft. And I actually like the dual opposite feeling of one single broth coexists in the mouth. I really like that sensation. I think it's very interesting to me.
The number one adjective I think of when I try to describe the broth of this tea is juicy.
It's juicy. Really
juicy, thick, but also really smooth.
Mm-hmm. And today the juiciness, I would say only 50% of the juiciness show up, and which is very exciting because I know that it's going to be more. And so maybe after a month, we can talk about this exact tea again, and then we can locate when this post was published, that you can listen to it back to back, you know, to see how a tea really changed. And for those of you who really like to, who would like to know how long I brew tea, I already put in the water probably about 20 seconds ago. And so,
what? So, you can look down at your iPod and time it.
Time it, yeah.
25 seconds ago. She just picked up the pot, but she hasn't poured it off yet, so don't stop your timing.
Yeah. Well, maybe next infusion we can really time it just for the heck of it. I mean, why not? You know? And I put in about 100 millimeters of water. Seriously. I just eyeball it all, so sorry. I didn't really measure it out. And then the tea leaves might be 7 grams, if you care to know. Also, by the way, I didn't weigh it out. So you might be like, what the heck? Nothing is measured out. No. Okay, now. I'm pouring out the tea now.
Taking her time.
Yeah, it's still decanting. I just divide the liquid up from 2 cups. So I just take my time on pouring out the tea, actually.
There we go. So now the tea is five minutes.
Yeah, whatever.
An hour.
And this second infusion, the scent goes up more directly into the nostril.
Yeah.
If you guys care to know things like this. It's very interesting. Actually, I highly suggest that you smell every single cup of your tea intentionally and see where it's going and try to capture the structure and the dimension of the scent.
Smelling the top of the liquid like that is a really good moment to take a pause and kind of reflect on what you're doing.
I think we try to bring a lot of mindfulness when we are doing Gong Fu Cha into the practice, like try to stay every single moment with the tea. And a lot of you guys, just like me, already experienced how difficult this is, that our mind, that's why we call it monkey mind, just keep going away, even when you are brewing tea. And then, so when we are brewing tea, the mind is already monkey mind and then going away. You can imagine when we are drinking the tea, our mind, any given moment, have a chance, you will just go away. So I think Noah mentioned something very good, is I also use smelling as a time to tune in with myself again. Almost like you hear the bell and you come back in again. So when you draw in the cup really next to your nose, and there's a moment I say, oh, I'm paying attention. This is a reminder that I should pay attention to, that I am in fact going to drink some tea.
This is why you did all the work of brewing it in the first place. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll sit down and do a really mindful, you know, really focus on brewing my tea. Every moment I try to my best to be right with the tea while I'm pouring it out, while I'm pouring the water into the pot, and then I go and pick up the tea, sit back in my chair and just like,
yeah,
drink the whole thing in like a couple sips.
Yeah, totally not paying attention.
Yeah.
So this second infusion, I would like to talk a little bit about the tea. Why do I love a Dongding traditional tea? So previously I mentioned I like Dongding tea is strongness and its softness. And this second infusion really amp that up. Way more, it's like strong because I brew it for a long time. The liquid is actually really strong, and yet that soft viscosity totally stay there side by side with the strongness. Another thing that I really like about Dongding is the broth spread out a lot in the mouth. Down to the throat.
And the angle of the broth is really obvious on
it's
this.
It's really
pour.
Obvious. And Dongding, so Dongding bring out something that I really enjoy from a tea that we call it hou yun in Chinese. That's throat sensation. So just, I'm not saying that only tea have this is better, but just pay attention to a lot of teas that you drink. When you swallow the tea, every single tea pass your throat, however, almost not, for sure, not every single tea that you will feel it at the throat area. And you can think about that. You can experience that. The moment I think you notice more things, that you are going to be more tuned in and be sharp and be more sensitive with the every single tea that you are drinking. I consider when the throat sensation show up, it's a tea that you practice paying attention to that part, since the tea want you to feel that part. So why not?
The throat was a kind of a gateway for me, because I was drinking mostly tea for the fragrance. I was drinking mostly tea for the fragrance for a long time. And I would drink all kinds of stuff, you know, high mountain tea, pu'er, sencha, kukicha, all kinds of oolong tea, roasted oolong, whatever. But I came in here and you mentioned a throat feeling on a charcoal Dongding that you brewed for me. And it took me a super long time to feel what you're actually talking about, but just having that idea, starting to feel that, started to open up the rest of my body to be able to feel a deeper sensation of what the tea, you know, what the tea is capable of providing, you know, not just in the mouth, not just in the throat, but the throat is like the beginning to the rest of that stuff. And then it started to go up too, you know, started to go up further up into the sinuses and notice how a tea can even go to the top of your head.
Mm-hmm.
But before I had the throat, it was really just a mouth taste sensation.
Which is very good. And I think a lot of tea do start there. And I
mouth is the foundation of tea.
It's the foundation of tea. And so that's what I talk a lot about. Foundation, texture, structure, blah, blah, and blah. yeah. And another thing I really like about Dongding tea is long aftertaste. I mean, you are going to taste and feel the tea for quite a long time. Dongding is a very physical tea. It's a very strong tea. And so like we finished the tea, the second cup of tea a few moments ago, and we are not drinking the third cup yet. And we were just talking, and now my mouth is just filled with Dongding tea flavor, because I call this kind of aftertaste, salivation style of aftertaste. Dongding tea really somehow stimulate the taste buds a lot, and then you help a tea drinker to salivate a lot, and almost more than many other teas. And this phenomena help a drinker taste the tea for a long time. And why is this important? Well, maybe I shouldn't say it's important. Why is this interesting? I think tea is such a big thing from the beginning to the end. So tea doesn't stop. A good tea doesn't stop and shouldn't stop after you swallow it. Sometimes almost it's just the beginning of a good tea. It's how it's transforming in your body and how you are tasting the tea. And so I think it's very important to, and really fun too, to have a long aftertaste tasting tea, because why not? If you can taste the tea for 2 hours and really, really sense it, really taste it for 2 hours, because the tea is so capable, I think we should sometimes look at a tea on how long the aftertaste will be and how the aftertaste will be. And it's also very fun for a tea drinker to identify how a tea can finish.
Yeah, I just came up with kind of three reasons I like salivation in my tea. One is just it feels good. It actually feels comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Two, you can get really artistic with it, mm-hmm. and really notice the different ways that different teas make you salivate. It's an opportunity to be mindful of the feeling in your mouth, and it's also an opportunity to be philosophical. Like, oh, this tea feels like a waterfall, or this tea feels like that, you know, the way that the ocean crashes into a big rock and then trickles down, you know. You can be really have a fun time with it. Also, for the medical benefit, talked to a Tai Chi teacher of mine in China. He always said that he didn't measure meditation by the time that you were meditating,
mm-hmm.
the amount of time that you're meditating. He measured it by the number of times that you swallow saliva.
Oh, interesting.
And he said that saliva is the elixir of immortality. And that's why you put the tongue on the roof of your mouth. And when you swallow saliva, it helps your stomach, and therefore helps the rest of your digestion.
Oh, wow. That's...
So producing saliva is very important, at least from his point of view.
Okay, people, drink a lot of Dongding. It's just fun. And the third infusion, I on purpose brew it for a much shorter time.
Still really strong.
Still very strong. But there's something the base that is lacking, that the foundation that I was not able to kind of make the foundation 100% sure, because I brew it for a shorter time. And so sometimes I think as a tea drinker, I heavily encourage you to go out of your comfort zone and brew your tea with different timing that you are accustomed to. So if you are accustomed doing 25 seconds of style of Kung Fu brewing, maybe push it for 40, and then really sit with that cup and taste that cup of tea, even though when you are, maybe that cup of tea make you feel uncomfortable, then you try to sense the structure, the foundation of the tea, to see if it's actually a little bit better that way.
And for me, brewing tea, I don't think every tea needs to be brewed that long or really stands up super well that long, but these kind of more wild teas, more hardy kind of teas, if you don't brew them that long, it kind of feels a little bit flat.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of like, the feature of this tea is that really deep, earthy, solid feeling. And if you don't cook the tea long enough, that's not going to come out.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do cook the tea long enough and that does come out, even though there's a little bit of roughness, depending on your brewing style, on the top end, that deep, juicy, earthy feeling is really comfortable.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah. So sometimes I would say let yourself have a chance and let your tea have a chance to open up. And sometimes a good way to do that is actually drink tea with people, because everybody have a different way of sensing things. And so sometimes that your friends, your family, and your tea buddy will tell you something that you didn't even ever think about. And that's the moment that I call it a door, it's open to you. And because a lot of times I got a door open to me in Taiwan by those exceptional tea people, it doesn't mean I can you know understand or take it all the time, but I'm grateful that a door got open. And so, and sometimes including like some unpleasant moments of that door got open, and just have to take it. And I think the subject is going a little bit too far right now. And so, yeah, that's it. I think that's it. Should be it for the day.
Yeah, good session.
I am still feeling very strongly on this tea, and I only brew it 3 times. And also, before we finish the session, 3 times is not enough. A traditional donding can go on, and the farmer actually one time you and me say 30 times. So if you ever have time to drink donding that many times, try to brew your donding that many times.
It's fun. I've done it before, and I stiff the pot with leaves pretty full, so you're using a lot of tea leaves, but around 10, no matter how many tea leaves you put, around 10 the tea starts to feel a little bit, doesn't have the oomph anymore.
Mm.
Just take out the tea leaves, put them on a plate, mix them around, and put them
and
back in the pot.
Put it back in, yeah.
And just basically, the you know more physical description of it is you're getting more surface area from the leaves, the surface area that's not in as much contact with water. And then you can do that again around 20 infusions.
Yeah.
And then brew it for 30, and then you're really, really high.
Yeah. Yeah. And so, you know, try to experience your donding traditional. Get a juiciness show up, get a throat sensation show up, get a salivation show up, get a strong physical buzzing show up.
Mm.
Like now I feel like my body
too.
is buzzing. This is obviously a very strong tea. Is it strong in caffeine? Maybe. I never get it tested in the caffeine content. So is it strong in energy? Maybe also. Also, this tea is from our Dongding traditional A is from a tea field that have been passed on through generations of tea plants. That nowadays, I deeply believe when a tea plant is older, it does have a lot of energy from the earth. And maybe I am feeling a very strong energy from the earth right now. I mean, this is a really physically strong tea. Yeah. And so for those of you who are new in to floating leaf tea, since I'm mentioning that, if you want to see the feel and the people who actually make this tea, please go on our website, floatingleafs.com. and right on the front page, just scroll it down a little bit, you are going to see a YouTube video, and it's only 11 minutes, and please watch that. My friend Jake and I went in there in 2017 in Dongding Farm to Dongding Mountain to capture those images, and they are absolutely beautiful to me. So please watch it. Watch Tea Fields, Tea Mountains, and the tea that actually produced by a couple that you can actually see their face and sense their personality and such and such. And so on that note, we are going to close the section.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much.
We will tune in next time.
See you next time.
See you next time. Bye. Happy tea drinking.